Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date's March 27th, 1954, and the title is Blood Money. Let's get into it.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. Story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
I'm that dry I could fair spit cotton, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, you can fill up at the Olifraganza when we get back to Dodge, Chester.
Yes, sir. But right now, I'd settle for a drink of water.
You can't be that thirsty.
I'm about to stampede. You think there might be a spring in that clump of elder up ahead?
Yeah, there might.
I swear next time I'm going to carry a water bag.
And keep it wrapped in your pillow, I suppose, huh? You know, Chester, town life has made you mighty soft.
That's far enough for... You've got a rifle, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
Who are you men?
We're looking for water. Is there a spring in there?
I said, who are you? What's your name?
Matt Dillon.
And I'm Chester Proudfoot.
You don't worry me. And I never heard of no Dillon.
Well, then you shouldn't mind if we got a little water.
Okay. But you'll have to drop them gun belts first, one at a time.
Sorry.
You heard me.
You can't shoot both of us, mister.
Who is it, Harp?
One of 'em's called Dillon.
Dillon? From Dodge?
You from Dodge?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Well, bring him in here. He'll help us. He's a U.S. Marshal.
A marshal?
That's right, Harp. And instead of us standing here about to shoot each other, why don't you tell me why you need help?
I'm Joe Harp, Marshal.
Okay, Harp. Who's your friend?
Harry Speener.
I never heard of him either. What's the matter? Has he been shot or something?
I busted his leg.
Oh. Well, there's a doctor in Dodge.
I can't get him there alone.
I will help you, if you'll put that rifle down.
Well, okay. I found him lying out there on the prairie this morning. Horse throwed him when I drug him into the shade here.
You mean you're not traveling with him?
No, I just stopped to help.
Are you really Marshal Dillon?
I am, but I don't remember you.
I ain't never been to Dodge. I heard your name, though.
You live around here, Speener?
No, I've been working in a saloon down in Tascosa. Wanted a change, so I bought me a horse and rode north. But I shouldn't have come alone. I don't know nothing about horses. I hate them.
Well, we better get you into Dodge.
I suppose you aim to drag me to Dodge. Well, I've been drug as far as I'm gonna be.
Well, I had to get you out of the sun, Speener.
You was mighty rough about it.
Well, he saved your life, mister.
Why shouldn't he save my life?
Well, of all the ungrateful, mean-tempered
people. He's been like that all day, but I figure it's because his leg hurts him.
Of course it hurts.
I busted mine once. I know what it feels like. Poor fella.
You want to help get him into Dodge, Harper, or you want to keep going?
No, no, Marshal. I'd kind of like to see Dodge anyway.
Okay, then let's get busy. Luckily, Speener had broken only one bone in his leg, and after we rigged up a splint for it, we managed to get him mounted. It was night before we reached Dodge, but by the time he got there, he was too weak to complain. Anyway, I was more interested in Joe Harp, but all I could find out was that he was a cowboy, drifting aimlessly through the country like so many of his kind. He said he had a little money from his last job, and that's why he'd been so wary of strangers. And he seemed honest enough. Now, 6 weeks later, he was still in Dodge, gambling some, and making friends with most everybody in town. Doc and I were talking about him one day in the office.
Do you know what he did, Matt, about 3 or 4 weeks ago?
What, Doc?
Why, he came and offered to pay Speener's bill. He said the poor fellow wouldn't be able to work for some time. As long as he'd saved him, he felt he ought to help take care of him.
Well, did you take his money?
I did not. Speener can pay me himself. And he'd better get to work soon, too, because he's already walking around without a cane.
I take it you don't like Speener much, Doc.
Oh, do you?
Well, nobody does that I know of.
I don't believe he's even thanked Joe Harp for saving his life, man. Well, there, mister.
Santa Fe just come in with the mail, Mr. Dillon. Hello, oh. Doc.
Hello, Chester. Oh, see, that brown envelope looks official.
It is. You want to open it now, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I better. Might have my paycheck in it.
Here you are.
Thanks. No check. Just some new wanted circulars. What?
What is it?
Here, have a look, Chester.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that, Doc.
Huh? Let me see this. Wanted, dead or alive, reward $500 for bank robbery and murder while escaping. Joseph Harp. Joseph Harp? Age 32, Sandy here. 6 feet tall, blue eyes.
That's him, all right.
Fined by the sheriff, city of Denver, Colorado Territory. You gonna arrest him, Matt?
Can't you pretend you didn't get it or something, Mr. Dillon?
You can stay here if you like, Chester.
Oh, no, sir, I didn't mean that.
All right, then, you take the Alafraganza, the Longhorn, and the Oasis. I'll look in this boarding house at the edge of town, then I'll come back to the Texas Trail. Meet me there, if you see him first.
Yes, sir.
All right, get moving. Kitty.
You look like you've been eating cockle burrs, Matt.
I don't see Joe Harp around anywhere, Kitty.
He left. Why?
Has Chester got here yet?
No. Is it trouble of some kind, Matt?
I'm after Harp, Kitty. How long ago did he leave?
A little while ago. He was over there gambling, as usual, and then that Spiener came running in and said something to him, and they both left.
Spiener?
Somebody ought to take him out and bury him somewhere.
Well, I couldn't find him nowheres, Mr. Dillon. Hello, Miss Kitty.
Chester, what's this all about, anyway?
Harp's wanted for murder.
For murder? Joe Harp?
That's just what Spiener said when I told him. He just couldn't believe it.
You told Spiener, Chester?
Why, yes, sir, I ran into him, and I...
Go get our horses, Chester. I'll pick up the rifles, and hurry. They've had time to get out of town already.
Mr. Dillon?
What?
I guess I just wasn't thinking when I told Spiener about Joe Harp. I didn't know he was going to run off and warn him.
Next time I'll send you out with a potato rammed in your mouth.
Yes, sir. Oh, I feel so bad. I wish you would.
Oh, forget it, Chester. At least it shows Spiener isn't as bad as we all thought. I guess he was just waiting for a chance to do Harp a real good turn.
Well, he sure did it.
Hold it up a minute.
Hmm? Hold.
Look.
Hello?
Why, it's Spiener, Mr. Dillon. He's got his hands up.
Yeah. Come on. Get your rifle out, Chester, and keep your eyes open.
Yes, sir. Don't shoot, Marshal. I ain't done nothing.
Where's Harp?
He's in that draw behind me.
Any tricks and you'll die, Spiener.
I ain't no outlaw. And Harp ain't gonna pull no tricks neither. You just follow me, Marshal.
I swear I don't understand this at all, Mr. Dillon.
Just follow him, Chester.
Yes. There's his horse.
Yeah. And there he is.
Well, he's been hurt.
He sure has.
Oh.
Well, there's your man, Marshal.
Did you do this, Spiener?
I tried to talk him into giving himself up, but he wouldn't listen. And then he tried to draw on me.
Spiener, I can tell from here the way he's lying that you shot him in the back.
What difference it make? He's an outlaw, ain't he?
Yeah. $500 worth of outlaw, Spiener. If you live to collect it.
Return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment. But first, the Red Cross campaign for this year is nearing an end. Have you answered the call? Remember, this year, the Red Cross needs you as well as your contribution. Go to your local Red Cross chapter, and while you're there, join and serve. Now the second act of Gunsmoke.
We buried Joe Harp on the prairie where he'd been killed, and then rode back to Dodge. That night I wrote out a wire to the sheriff in Denver, claiming the reward for Harry Spiener. Then I showed it to Spiener and told him to keep it quiet, and also to stay out of my sight. And he did. About a week later, I had to send Chester to find him and bring him into the office.
Here he is, Mr. Dillon.
Come over here, Spina.
I've been waiting like you said, Marshal. I ain't talked to nobody.
I had a wire from Denver this afternoon, Spina. Everything's all right. The money will be here in another week or so.
Oh. I thought it'd come now.
There it is.
But I thought you said it wasn't here yet.
I'm paying you out of government funds.
Oh. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd mind very much how you got the money.
Now, Marshal, I only done my
duty. Count it, Spina.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure it's all here, Marshal.
Count it, I said.
Yes, sir. One, two, three, four, and five.
You're satisfied?
500, that's right.
Spina, nobody knows about this yet. They think I killed Joe Harp. But before they learn who did and how it was done, I advise you to clear out of Dodge and stay out.
Why? I didn't do nothing
Tell
wrong.
Me something, Spina. Is Harp the first man you've killed?
Of course he is.
Well, there are men around here who've killed 10 or a dozen and think nothing of it. But I won't guarantee how they're going to take to your having killed one man.
They can't do nothing about it. It was plumb legal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was legal.
I earned this money, and before I leave Dodge, I'm going to double it gambling. And there ain't nobody going to stop me.
Okay, Spina. I warned you.
I'm going to get rich, Marshal. I'll show them. Real rich.
Get out of here.
I'm going.
Sit down, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Kitty.
Drink?
No, thanks.
Spina was in.
Oh, is that so?
He left, though. They closed the game on him when he started bragging about how he got his money.
I kind of figured they might.
Why'd you keep it such a secret, Matt? What were you protecting him for, that milk-livered little sneak?
Now, the law doesn't separate people that way, Kitty. But now that he's been paid and he's been warned about what might happen, he's on his own.
Well, I hope somebody does shoot him. Just think, Matt, it was Joe Harp who saved his life.
I'd have caught Harp anyway, Kitty.
I know. Somehow that's different.
Yeah. That's a lot different. You know, Kitty, that's a pretty dress you're wearing.
Close your eyes, Matt.
What?
Close them. Go on.
Okay. What's this for?
Now, tell me what color this dress is.
Well, it's,
blue, Matt.
Blue, sure. I was just about to say that it is.
I know. Speaking of colors, look what's coming.
What? Oh, it's Spina. Well, nobody's shot him yet.
Never too late.
Marshal Dillon?
Yeah.
Marshal, I just tried to buy a drink over at the Allopurgan.
And they wouldn't serve you. Good.
I'm not talking to you. Marshal? Two men threatened to kill me, right there at the bar.
Now, that's funny.
What do you mean?
Well, most men around here don't waste much time on threats.
Marshal, I demand protection, and I won't spend the night hiding in jail either.
Okay.
Then you'll come with me?
No.
What?
I can't protect you any more than I have already, Spina, but I'll tell you one thing. If you take off your gun, nobody can claim self-defense for shooting you, and I'll have to go after them. If that's any satisfaction for you.
Marshal, I'm a citizen and I demand...
Get out of town, Spina. Get out now.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah?
Could you lend me a dollar? I went broke last night.
Gambling, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here you are, Chester.
Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. You told me you swore off gambling a week ago. You even took an oath.
I did. I sure did.
Well, then how come you went broke gambling last night?
No, sir. I said I went broke, and you said gambling? And I said, yes, sir, but I didn't say I was gambling.
Chester, keep the dollar, just go spend it somewhere.
Yes, sir, but you don't understand. You see, I've got it all figured out. I swore off gambling, all right, so what I do now is to hire a fella, and I give him the money, then he goes and sits in a game for me, you see.
Oh, hello, Clay.
Marshal, my horse come back.
What horse?
The one Spinner bought off me when he left town.
Well, Spinner's been gone 5 days, Clay.
Well, no. But my horse come back, Marshal. Alone.
Saddled?
Yes, sir. But it ain't my saddle. It's Spinner's.
That means somebody must have caught up with him, Mr. Dillon.
All right, we'll start looking for him.
I can tell you where to look, Marshal.
What?
That horse has got red mud all over his legs. There's only one place I know where he'd get into red mud around here.
Now, that watering hole, Granby Springs, huh?
That's right, Marshal. Say, do I get to keep the horse now?
I don't know, Clay. I'll tell you when I get back.
You know, I just had a thought, Mr. Dillon.
What, Chester?
Well, Granby Springs is only 30 miles. Spina must have made it easy the first morning he left.
Well, so?
So, if he was killed there, how come nobody ain't found him and reported it yet?
I don't know, Chester. That there it is, right over there. We'll soon find out.
Yes. That's him, Mr. Dillon. He sure looks dead.
Yeah.
I don't see no bullet hole.
No. Hey, he's still breathing, Chester. Go fill up your hat and throw some water on him, huh?
Yes, sir.
Spinner. Hey, Spinner. Spinner. Can you hear me? Oh, pour a little on his head, Chester. Maybe that'll do it.
That enough?
Marshal. Marshal.
Yeah, yeah. What happened, Spinner? Well, what's the matter? What happened?
Horse kicked me in the belly. Busted me up inside. I hate horses.
Oh, when did this happen?
First day. I got off to get me a drink here. I hung on to the reins till yesterday. That was 2 weeks.
Mr. Dillon.
What?
There's fresh tracks all around here. Not just them made by that horse of his, neither.
Sure, they're fresh tracks. But 3 or 4 men been by here.
3 or 4 men?
They just sat and looked at me, Marshal. They didn't say nothing. Just sat and looked at me, and they rode off. Every one of them.
They seen who it was, Mr. Dillon. That's what.
Yeah.
It's too late now, Marshal. I'm gonna die.
Now, we'll try to get you back, Spinner.
No. It's too...
He's dead, Chester.
Yes, sir. He wasn't as lucky as when he busted his leg, was he? But you'd think one of them riders might have helped him.
You know, except for us, I guess there isn't a man in the country who'd have helped him this time, Chester.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, James Nusser, and John Daner. Parley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Gunsmoke has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Later tonight, hear Herb Schreiner on Two for the Money. Remember, one for the fun, two for the quiz. Hear Two for the Money on most of these same stations later tonight. George Walsh speaking. Stay tuned for Gangbusters, which follows in a few minutes over most of these same stations. For Mystery Mixed with Merriment, join Mr. and Mrs. North Tuesday evenings on the CBS Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.